This is Les Paul heading your way, and along with me I have a very talented young lady, Miss Mary Ford.
Hello.
I usually have a bass player around here, too. Mary, what's happened to Ed?
Well, he just called and said he'd be a few minutes late.
It might be a good idea while we're waiting to explain to the listeners just what happens on this show.
Les plays not just one guitar, but as many as seven or eight of them, which he does with his electrical gadgets.
I do? Oh, and I might add that the same idea is used in the vocals. So don't be surprised when you hear Mary singing as many as four parts at once. Also, keep an ear on our boy Ed. He plays the piano, the bass, and the drums, and whatever else is lying around. And seeing Ed hasn't arrived as yet, maybe I'd better do something with just four guitars. Here's a thing called a hip-billy boogie. Stand back and give me room.
Hi, Les. Sorry I'm late. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Ed.
Hello, folks.
Friends, meet our bass player, the late Eddie Stapleton.
What'd the doctor say, Ed?
I didn't even get a chance to see him. I waited as long as I could, but there were too many people ahead of me.
Well, do you feel any better?
No. I don't know what's wrong. Les, how do you do it? I walk in and you're playing four guitars like mad, and when I finish playing just three instruments, I'm a nervous wreck.
Well, if that's what's wrong with you, why don't you let me help you? Wouldn't cost you anything. I can save you $10, in fact. I got a book that Freud wrote.
No, thanks, Les. I'd feel safer going to a real psychiatrist.
How about the one you went to, Les?
Yeah, he's a good one, and you don't have to wait either. He's got two couches.
He'll probably put you on a diet, Ed.
Our last bass player, he was on a diet of coffee and fingernails.
Gee, he must have been in rough shape.
He was, and we're going to be in rougher shape if we don't forget the gabbing for a while and get back to our music. Here's Mary front and center with Smoke Rings. Want to have a cigar, Ed?
Tell me, where do they go, those smoke rings? I blow each night. What do they do, those Why do they seem to picture a dream of love? And why do they fade my phantom parade of love?
This next tune we haven't had one single request for, and you know I can't understand it. Do you think the folks will remember I'm Stepping Out with a Memory tonight?
They'll remember it all right after they hear the treatment you two give it.
Ed, you stick to your pitch pipe, will you? Where is the pitch pipe?
Well, blow us.
1, 2, 3.
Stepping out with a memory tonight to paint the town the way we used to do. We'll dine at the old cafe where we had so much fun and order cocktails too instead of the usual one. Riff! Then after dark in a hansom to the park while reminiscing I'll be kissing you. A lot of folks will think we're crazy, and maybe they are right. But I'm stepping out with a memory tonight. Dark in a hansom through the park while reminiscing I'll be kissing you. A lot of folks will think we're crazy and maybe they are right, but I'm stepping out with a memory tonight. I'm stepping out.
I'm stepping out.
I'm stepping out.
I'm stepping out.
I'm stepping out with a memory tonight.
Well, what's up next, Doc?
Oh, I'm really not a doc yet, Ed. I just got the book.
You two should have been at the doc's office today. I sure met some interesting people.
For instance?
Well, while I was in the reception room, a guy walked in with sort of a tree growing out of one ear. And when he took off his frying pan, the bacon and eggs started running down the back of his neck.
How come he was in the doctor's office? Was there something wrong with him, Ed?
No. He told me he's okay. He was up there to see the doc about his sister.
Ed, now come on, sit down. We're going to have a heart-to-heart talk.
Introducing the world's fastest man on the flying trapeze, Little Gremlin.
Thank you.
death-defying feat of all. Little Gremlin is about to climb the tremendous ladder to do what no other man has ever done before. The Pulpus Dive.
Well, some of our listeners have asked who does the special effects in this number and just how are they done. Well, Foster Carling takes a bow for the part of the circus barker, and my very good friend Lloyd Rich held the bucket while Uncle Ed here stuck his head in the water to get that gurgle at the end. Thanks, fellas, and oh yes, thanks, Mary, for that mop. I can take a hint, and I wish you guys would be a little more tidy with that bucket and that water.
You'll end up with a case of house-made knees if you do this number very often.
Oh. Les, we'd better say goodbye. Our time is about up.
So it is, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. And if you find time, drop us a card or a letter and let us know what you'd like to hear. This is Les Paul.
Mary Ford.
And Eddie Stapleton.
Saying goodbye for now.